Amy and Jesse, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for taking some time to talk to me. How's it going?
Absolutely.
It's good. It's going good. Thanks. How are you?
Dude, tell your story about, you know, your practice, and then, you know, how Pieces of Mind came to be.
So I am a licensed psychologist. I run the practice Lehigh Valley Center for Child and Family Development. Jesse and I collaborate on that. He does all of our billing and insurance, and I'm the clinician that runs the practice, and we have a bunch of different providers. So we've been around for about 8 years. And within that 8 years, we've noticed that there's programming in the community for different ages, but we really wanted a space where we could integrate programming for social, emotional, mental, and physical well-being. And that's sort of how Pieces of Mind came to be. Space became available in the same building as my practice, which we're located on Brookside Road in Allentown, sort of near the Costco in Doherty Park area. And we decided to go for it. So we've been open for about a year, and we've been lucky to find some amazing experts in the area. So in Pieces of Mind, we have myself offering programs. We have occupational therapists, speech therapists, people that teach movement classes. We have an amazing art teacher. We have yoga instructors. And so we've really done this amazing collaborative effort of creating programs for all ages and all abilities. And we're adaptive and inclusive. And, you know, our goal is really just to bring some of that to the community and have a place that feels comfortable and safe for everybody that they can come and enhance their mental, emotional, physical, and social well-being. So that's Pieces of Mind in a nutshell. And we're just trying to grow and get people to know that we exist.
You guys are the example of a third place, right? Like that place that you go to enrich yourself that isn't home or work.
Yes.
Or maybe, you know, a restaurant or a bar or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. You know, is it something where I walk in off the street and can kind of be like, hey, what are you guys doing this week?
So some of our programs you have to pre-register for them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll give the information of like where to find that and everything like that. Some of them are drop-in. It kind of depends. We post it on our social media of what's what. Mm-hmm. The other thing we have, you know, making it a third place is we also have rental space that is part of our space as a whole. So we have a large studio, a classroom, and several smaller spaces that can accommodate different events and co-working space. And, you know, even we have rooms, we call them retreat rooms, where if you just need some time away to come read or do work or anything like that, we have them available for $15 an hour. And somebody can just rent a space and come and hang out here. They have technology included where you can connect to the internet. You can do telehealth calls or other calls with video chat and all of that stuff too.
Absolutely. We have space available for rent. And even people that have ideas of their own. So if you're looking to run a class and you need a space for 3 hours and you're able to come in, rent space from us, and be able to it's a support for your idea as much as it is for the community.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Talk a little bit about what you have planned for the holiday season.
So one of our big events that's coming up for the holiday season, and it's actually happening on December 15th. We have what we call Parents Day Out and a Kids Day In. And so that event in particular is going to be a 3-hour block of time where parents can drop their children off, knowing that they're in a safe space and that we're going to provide a lot of holiday themed crafts and activities. It's a winter wonderland theme is what we're going with. And so we have a yoga instructor that will be doing an hour yoga class with the kids. I'll be doing different arts and crafts that incorporate mindfulness and relaxation during the holiday season. And then we have a registered dietitian nutritionist who will be running, she calls it a snacktivity, where she teaches kids independence to make their own snacks and cooking and things like that. And she's also going to have a hot chocolate bar to add to that. And we created this event because we thought it could be a break for parents that during the holiday season, it will give them time on that Sunday to go and do Christmas shopping or holiday shopping if they need to for other holidays. It can give them the ability to wrap gifts. It can give them the time to get a quick break. So they have some time to rest and relax and like rejuvenate themselves right before all the holidays. So that's one of our bigger events that we're having. We're also planning during the 2-week holiday break that kids are going to be having from school. We have some winter break camps that should be announced within the week. Most of them are art themed. We have three separate art camps we're going to be offering. And then we also have one that's a mix of yoga and art. So for that one, the kids are going to have an hour of yoga and then an hour and a half of creating some emotional artwork based on the yoga class. So that those are our big holiday themed events. We also have all of our regular programming going on during that time. So we'll have, you know, we have circle times from a speech therapist that she does those on Sunday mornings. And it's, you know, to help enrich communication and community for kids and families. We have a creative movement instructor. Her name is Angie, and she runs a Creativity Moves Lehigh Valley. She'll be doing all of her programming still. And our art teacher will be running her art classes. So we have a lot going on here every day. And, you know, we're just hoping that the holiday season and, you know, also the colder weather is going to help bring people in the door and kind of get them to know us a little bit and see what we have.
You had me at Snacktivity. I could get down with that and drop me off. I'll be good.
It's one of it's one of my favorite things that we do here too. We also Emily also offers, along with Snacktivity, she does this Chopped cooking class, and it's kind of based off the show. We just had one over the weekend. The kids get a mystery basket of different ingredients, and she teaches them how to create like actually really good entrees and desserts, and she teaches them knife skills and all these different things in a 2-hour class. So hopefully we'll have more of those. We'll pop back up in the new year.
Yeah, it's so nice that we can get together again and we're able to be in spaces and share this kind of stuff, especially during the holidays. And now that we have, like, I've had so many talks this year about that concept of the third place. And it's fun to know that you guys are all in and there's a place like this that is active and exists. And where can people find more information if they're just going to Google it? What are they Googling? Where do we go?
So our website is piecesofmind.org. So that's where you can find all of our classes and registration and where to register, where to also rent space. And then you can also find us on social media for both Instagram and Facebook. It's POM Allentown is so facebook.com POM Allentown or the Instagram handle POM Allentown.
All right. Thank you, Amy and Jesse, so much. And we are looking forward to seeing you this holiday season.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
Thank you to our sponsors, Wind Creek Event Center, Bakel Beverage Company, WDIY 88.1 FM, Michael Bernadin of Howard Schaefer & Associates with RE/MAX Real Estate, and our friends at the Coop Sports Bar and Kitchen. Happy holidays and shop local harder.